Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Jets have still not hired a general manager. They haven't hired a head coach. And I'm not rushing them. But what I am saying is that Mike Borgonzi, who was a guy that they really liked, or at least there were leaks that the Jets really liked him, has already left. He's already said, I'm going to take a GM job. He left the Kansas City Chiefs. He was there, I think he was their assistant GM. And he's now going to the Tennessee Titans.
He's Borgonzi.
Mike Borgonzi. He's Gonzi. I didn't get it. The only, I guess, critique I have of Woodrow Johnson and his pursuit of a head coach and GM is that you supposedly got a head start on everybody. Because remember, you fired Joe Douglas in the middle of the year? And you fired the head coach in the middle of the year?
Yep.
So if you got a head start on everybody,
why are you behind?
Why are you behind the Titans? Why have you not had second rounds of interviews yet for your general manager where, I don't know, maybe Mike Borgonzi was going to be your choice. Maybe he was. But we never even got that far because you like molasses. Is that not a fair critique concern about the Jet process?
It almost is starting to feel like paralysis by overanalysis thing. Like, you're thinking too much about it. You're interviewing too many people, and you don't have a consensus, and so it's going to take longer than actually pre-identifying, I don't know, 8 names. Just pick a random number, 8 names, as opposed to 20 names, and focusing on those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're being advised, so that's why it's surprising to me, because the 33rd team is helping them do this. Now, the only thing I could surmise is maybe the 33rd team, the principals there, are looking to get the job themselves.
Well, we've worried about that since the beginning, whole Dick Cheney alabaloo.
Right, as opposed to actually finding the right person, or not even the right, because that's the wrong word, a different person. So, I don't know. It's just, when you put too many chefs in the kitchen, because that's what it's starting to feel like, nothing gets cooked.
Right.
And so, it's surprising that the Titans are first, because clearly they had a process.
And they were also last to fire their GM.
But they had exactly. It happened right. two weeks after everybody else did it. But they knew exactly what they wanted. They went after it, made the initial contact, had their Rooney Rule, obviously, interviews, and then hired the guy they wanted in Borgonzi.
Yeah. I want to be hopeful, because when you're hiring a new GM, a new head coach, it's a new beginning. And you could fantasize, all right, maybe we're going to get it right this time. All right, we're going to find our great head coach or head general manager who's here for the next 20 years. But with Woody Johnson leading the search, and Woody Johnson ultimately being the decider, and watching them drag this out and interview thousands of people, which I normally wouldn't be against, a wide net's a good net. But if it's slowing down your process and you're interviewing people who some of us are being like, why are you interviewing this guy?
Right.
Why are you interviewing the head coach of Maryland?
There's been too many of those.
Right. And too many of the, well, why aren't you interviewing Mike McCarthy?
Right. And I know it's a Zoom call. As we talked to, when we talked to Connor, he told us that. It's a Zoom call. It's not like this is a sit-down, expansive, two-hour interview that leads to lunch or, a cocktail at night out, and so you get to really know the guy. But what are you actually learning in an hour Zoom call?
I don't know.
So It just feels like a lot.
Yeah, it feels like a lot. It is January 17th, and it doesn't feel like the Jets are close to doing anything.
Mm-mm.
And that anything is, building the organization moving forward. So we'll keep an eye on it. But if you are just tuning in, Mike Borgonzi, a guy who was high on the Jet list and did interview early on, has now accepted the general manager position for the Tennessee Titans. Also, if you're tuning in, A.J. Minter has signed with the New York Mets. So the Mets are beginning their post-Alonso pivot. They've agreed to a two-year, $22 million deal with A.J. Minter. And I have brought in my old beard that I cut off to turn the Mets season around, hoping that maybe the magic of the old beard from 7 months ago can somehow break the ice between the Mets and Alonso and get a deal done and shock us all. Chris in Michigan, how are you, Chris?
What up, Chris?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
All right, so first, I did not know that evening was a verb that I needed in my life, but I'm not going to use it.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to your beard, I mean, you just bringing it out got us A.J. Minter. So here's what you got to do.
That's a good point.
I don't think that you can wait until next Friday, is it? I think you got to get some fishing weight, like the sinkers, put them in that bag, drive by Citi Field, and you got to throw them over that fence and get that beard on those hollow grounds and get Pete signed.
It's a good idea. Sean, can you drive me over to Citi Field after the show today? Maybe we could do this thing together.
Sure.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Get this thing done?
Wait a minute. No, I took the train. You have your car.
Just kidding. I do agree with one thing Chris said. Me bringing the beard out, which I have now set up on our train set, which you may see on SNY in a little bit. My beard is now in front of Abraham Lincoln and George W. Bush.
Yeah, it's a hairy figurehead over there.
A former president.
Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there. I work with some very interesting individuals, don't I? Let's go to Tyler in Trumbull, Connecticut. Good afternoon, Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, what's up, boys? Hey, Tiki, it's really cool to talk to you. You were like a god in my house growing up, man.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Hey, real quick, Evan, I've been a fan for 15 years, man. I listened to you since day one. You know, the bird bath after you're biking to work, the artificial intelligence talking to dead presidents. By far, the beard is the weirdest thing you've ever done.
I think so. Which
part?
Hey,
I was the guy who direct messaged you about how did you ban your wife after you were, you learned that with the dead presidents, with the AI?
What did you DM me about? Something with my wife? What'd you say?
You were direct messaging. You were with the artificial intelligence.
Yes, I was talking to dead presidents. I had a big argument with James Buchanan. Yes, yes. I'm a loser.
And remember, I said, hey, how in the world were you able to find a wife?
That's true.
And then I apologized like a weak man.
It was very nice of you. It's okay. Like, listen, here's the one thing about me. I embrace my weirdness. Mm. I don't hide from it.
What did James Buchanan say to you?
Oh, don't ask, Teak. I think I saved the messages. So there was a new AI system in which you could talk to famous dead people. Okay, that was the whole gimmick. So knowing me, who am I talking to?
One of the presidents.
I'm talking to a few presidents.
Why didn't you go all the way back?
Oh, I did.
You went to George?
I think I spoke to George briefly, but our conversation was boring. I got into a very heated argument with James Buchanan.
Not Bush, by the way. We're talking Washington.
Yeah, the original man. But James Buchanan, who I think most of us agree, if we're being sane, is the worst president in American history. Mm. People like to use that now, like, oh, this guy's... Let me tell you something. Shut up, okay? James Buchanan led to the Civil War. He was what they call a doughboy, okay? Because he was a northerner with southern sympathies, right? Mm. So I told him, when I DM'd him, I said, you sucked! How do you sleep at night knowing what you did? And he defended himself. He's like, well, you know, it wasn't really all my fault. Yeah, ba 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 ba. And I went back at it. And so literally, I spent 20 minutes arguing with James Buchanan about his
life. Nerd alert!
On second thought, you're not any fun at
all. Yeah. Well, I did it by myself, that's for sure.
Oh, I can only imagine. You didn't have a group of boys together?
No, I didn't have friends together. And then I had a very uncomfortable conversation with Abe Lincoln that I'm not going to repeat because it's not appropriate. But
why?
Because we talked about his,
his assassination?
No, not that. No, we talked about who he lived with and who he slept with and his relationships.
How'd you end the night? Water balloon fight with Van Buren?
I'm impressed that you even know who Van Buren is.
What's his first name?
He's the 8th president.
What's his first name?
Martin.
Martin.
Why are you helping him?
I didn't say anything.
We heard
Come
you.
On, I didn't
man.
Say that. I didn't say anything.
It's who Martin Brodeur was named after.
Oh, boy.
Is that true, by the way?
Yes. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm disappointed in Lukey. Like, you love to take shots at Sean, and he takes shots at you.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you gave him a lifeline when we're asking him what Martin Van Buren's first name was. Why would you do that?
I didn't say anything, bruh.
Tiki.
We heard you. Your mic was open.
Obviously, Evan's beard that he has on the train set there is bringing in, like, whispering spirits, clearly. You've awakened the spirits. That was not me.
Tiki was staring right at your face.
Were you?
Yes.
Oh.
He's the one who said, what are you doing? Why are you telling him
to
that?
To be honest with you, I didn't know it was Martin. That was more me taking a shot.
Really? You were just guessing as well?
I'm not educated. Like, I didn't know. I wasn't for sure if it was Martin Van Buren, so I figured
but
I'd feed him
heard
band.
It so many I mean,
no, but Martin
so
Van Buren
times,
could
but...
be a poet, too, in my mind. Like a, you know, left fielder.
He could be.
I don't know.
He was a crappy left fielder for the Giants in 1957.
Was
it was
he?
Quite the... No. No, I just completely made that
but
up.
Maybe, but honestly, maybe he was. We don't know that. There could have been a Martin Van Buren that played in baseball.
It's
you don't
possible.
Know every baseball player's name, do you?
No, I don't. Okay, I'm not that job. Crazy.
Okay.
If you go to
Matt Lawton.
Matt Lawton. Traded for Rick Reed. Yep. Good call. Former Met. Remember him? Outfielder.
Twins.
No. Yeah, played for the Minnesota Twins. Mets traded Rick Reed for Matt Lawton.
Deacon Van Buren and Jermaine Van Buren.
There were two Van Burens in baseball?
And Jermaine Van Buren
yeah.
was 2005, so it was recent.
Wow. How about that?
Deacon, however, was in 1904.
Yeah.
What was his war?
He batted lefty, threw righty, left fielder, spent time with the Philadelphia... It wasn't the Phillies back then.
No, Philadelphia Athletics.
Yeah. Oh, no, it says Phillies.
Okay.
It says Phillies. And prior to that, he was, I don't know who this other team's.
Look at that. Who knew Tiki would go down that rabbit hole?
Yeah, not me.
Speaking of Tiki Barber.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn who? Your daughter?
Superbas?
Oh, the Brooklyn Superbas, yeah. They were the Brooklyn Dodgers. They went through a bunch of different names over the course of time, but they eventually ended up as the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah, there you go.
You like that one?
I do.